You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
Hi, I'm Chip, and this is the July 5th 2-Minute Time Lord podcast. There are a lot of reasons why it's unusual for an American to be a fan, or even aware of, Doctor Who. Now, part of it's the distribution. Doctor Who has never been on proper network television in the U.S., just a very loose confederation of not-for-profit, donor-funded, what we call public television stations, or more recently, a small cable network. That's a structural barrier to Doctor Who making it big in the U.S., but there may also be a cultural barrier, and it goes beyond the question of what accent the characters use. Rather, there's something about Doctor Who that runs actually contrary to the American myth, the stories we tell ourselves about our national identity. We're the land of the Horatio Alger story, the self-made man, usually a man, who comes from a hard beginning and builds himself into a leader. The Doctor, on the other hand, comes from as privileged a background as you can get. Another American myth is the rugged individualist, and while the Doctor is an anti-authority figure, he's the opposite of rugged. When you get down to it, while he may be a renegade aristocrat, he's still an aristocrat. He's a super smart alien from a super smart society, cloaked in power, and his companions are devoted to him. An American TV series creator would never go there. The Doctor would be less powerful. His companions would be more equal to him, especially in moral authority. Because in American television, there's no outside power, no well-educated elite that can trump good old middle-class common sense in determining right from wrong. Now, Modern Who has taken some steps to mitigate that. Tennant is approachable and funny, the kind of doctor a regular girl could fall in love with. And as I've said in a previous podcast, Russell T. Davies has taken times to gently point out that the Doctor is a problematic hero. In the classic series, the early Team Peter Davison years approach a comfortable American-style egalitarianism. But, at the end of the day, the Doctor is a super smart alien solving our problems for us. And that's one of the reasons Doctor Who is not yet mainstream in America. Next time, why this American is a Doctor Who fan. You can find me on the web at twominutetimelord.com. Or follow me on Twitter at @2MinuteTimeLord. Subscribe on iTunes, and leave a review if you'd like. Thanks for listening.